Three Skeleton Key by George G. Todues. My most terrifying experience? Well, one does have a few in 35 years of service in the lights, although it's mostly monotonous routine work, keeping the light in order, making out the reports. When I was a young man, not very long in the service, there was an opening in a lighthouse newly built off the coast of Guyana, on a small rock 20 miles or so from the mainland. The pay was high, so in order to reach the sum I had set out to save before I married, I volunteered for service in the new light. Three Skeleton Key, the small rock on which the light stood, bore a bad reputation. It earned its name from the story of the three convicts who, escaping from Cayenne in a stolen dugout canoe, were wrecked on the rock during the night, managed to escape the sea, but eventually died of hunger and thirst. When they were discovered, nothing remained but three heaps of bones, picked clean by the birds. The story was that the three skeletons, gleaming with phosphorescent light, danced over the small rock, screaming. But there are many such stories, and I did not give the warnings of the old-timers at the Isle de Sen a second thought. I signed up, boarded ship, and in a month I was installed at the light. Picture a gray, tapering cylinder, welded to the solid black rock by iron rods and concrete, rising from a small island 20-odd miles from land. It lay in the midst of the sea, this island, a small, bare piece of stone, about 150 feet long, perhaps 40 wide. Small, barely large enough for a man to walk about and stretch his legs at low tide. This is an advantage one doesn't find in all lights, however, for some of them rise sheer from the waves, with no room for one to move save within the light itself. Still, on our island, one must be careful, for the rocks were treacherously smooth. One misstep, and down you would fall into the sea. Not that the risk of drowning was so great, but the waters about our island swarmed with huge sharks who kept an eternal patrol around the base of the light. Still, it was a nice life there. We had enough provisions to last for months in the event that the sea should become too rough for the supply ship to reach us on schedule. During the day, we would work about the light, cleaning the rooms, polishing the metalwork and the lens and reflector of the light itself. And at night, we would sit on the gallery and watch our light, a 20,000 candle power lantern, swinging its strong, white bar of light over the sea from the top of its 120-foot tower. Some days, when the air would be very clear, we could see the land, a thread-like line to the west. To the east, north, and south stretched the ocean. Landsmen, perhaps, would soon have tired of that kind of life, perched on a small island off the coast of South America for 18 weeks until one's turn for leave ashore came around. But we liked it there, my two fellow tenders and myself, so much so that, for 22 months on end with the exception of shore leaves, I was greatly satisfied with the life on Three Skeleton Key. I had just returned from my leave at the end of June, that is to say, midwinter in that latitude, and had settled down to the routine with my two fellow keepers, a Breton by the name of Legleo, and the head keeper, Ichua, a Basque some dozen years or so older than either of us. 8 days went by as usual. Then, on the ninth night after my return, Ichua, who was on night duty, called Legleo and me, sleeping in our rooms in the middle of the tower, at 2 in the morning. We rose immediately, and, climbing the 30 or so steps that led to the gallery, stood beside our chief. Ichua pointed, and following his finger, we saw a big three-master, with all sails set, heading straight for the light. A queer course, for the vessel must have seen us, our light lit her with the glare of day each time it passed over her. Now, ships were a rare sight in our waters, for our light was a warning of treacherous reefs, barely hidden under the surface, and running far out to sea. Consequently, we were always given a wide berth, especially by sailing vessels, which cannot maneuver as readily as steamers. No wonder that we were surprised at seeing this three-master heading dead for us in the gloom of early morning. I had immediately recognized her lines, for she stood out plainly, even at the distance of a mile, when our light shone on her. She was a beautiful ship of some 4,000 tons, a fast sailer that had carried cargoes to every part of the world, plowing the seas unceasingly. By her lines, she was identified as Dutch-built, which was understandable, as Paramaribo and Dutch Guiana are very close to Cayenne.